Well, my earliest memories of the beef complex are definitely of the State Horse Show, which would have been in the early 80s, like 1982 or 1983. And, you know, I remember seeing Boyd Holtie, who was judging the State Horse Show at the time, standing there. And I knew Boyd before that. He'd helped me out some. And I remember Boyd standing there and thinking how big of a deal he must be to get to be a judge in an event that was held in the beef complex. And, you know, it was a really overwhelming feeling to be inside there as a kid that age. And I never, you know, as a kid that age, one of the weird things I remember, too, is wondering why in the heck it was called the beef complex, because the only thing I ever went there was for equestrian events. And so it was a unique at the fair when there were actually cattle in there, because it was like, what the heck is going on? This is where we have horse shows and rodeos and things. So it kind of speaks to the, you know, the versatility of the building at the time. And then my mom and I, we'd always camp at the State Horse Show and spend, you know, the 3 days there and have a good time. And, you know, one of my memories, most vivid memories, of being there was, I don't remember how old I was, I wasn't real old, but one of the county extension agents was walking by, and I had a rope in my hand, and I roped one of his feet and tripped him, and he confiscated my rope and told me that my mom had to come get it back from him. And I remember thinking how funny I thought it was, but my mom didn't think it was that funny when she had to go get it, so it was kind of crazy. But I've done a lot of things there. I've been, you know, lucky enough to compete in and judge 4-H rodeos in that building. We pushed a rodeo queen into a water tank in there and got yelled at by some barrel racing moms, got bucked off some horses, but I know that's where I've met most of my friends there. And now, you know, my daughter, who's 16 now, she started competing at the State Horse Show there when she was 9 years old, and goes to some barrel racing and some ropings in there. And the thing that, you know, never really gets lost on me is how grand of a stage it always provided for whatever we were doing there. And that was always special to go there, even as a dad, not just as a kid, but as a dad, too.